Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield. There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 27 September 2022, and boy, are you in for a broadcast tonight. Y'all don't want to go away. We're going to talk to Jonathan Kahn about his new book, The Return of the Gods, and I'm anxious to hear about this. I really am. I'm anxious to hear about what's going on. We'll bring them up in a few minutes. Before I do that, though, make a couple announcements here very quickly. We are going to have Bible study this weekend, and all of y'all know that watch it or to call into it. We start 10:30 a.m. Eastern with prayer requests and prayer reports and testimonies. 11:30, we'll go into current events, and, of course, Bible study the next hour at 1 o'clock. But we're going to tie the Bible study in with the current events this time. We're going to do kind of a prophecy type of teaching, using Scripture to show the times we're in and where we're going and how fast we're getting there. So, folks, at 10:30 a.m. this coming Saturday, Eastern time, you can go to PastorButch.com, PastorButch.com, and log on at live stream. You can watch this live. Now, if you don't have a computer, you will listen. You listen on the phone. If you call the number 339-209-5013. That's 339-209-5013. We want you to join us for all possible folks by phone or by a live stream, but we want you to join us, and I appreciate all that watch it all over the world. I want to thank you for that. Those who received the DVDs of the month, I'm glad you're out there. I pray we're being a blessing to you. Maybe we're helping you learn a few things along the way, so I'm giving you some things to think about. This weekend, we're going to do a teaching tied in with the current events and prophecy. So be sure and join that, please. Don't forget, we're also running the water filter special right on through October from Jane McCanny. You can call and get all the details on that, folks. Everyone needs pure water. Jane McCanny has come up with a system that's better than anything I've ever seen. If you own a Berkey stainless steel system of any size, these filters will work in your Berkey. All right, and Berkey right now is having a hard time getting any kind of supplies in. So if you want to receive it, you give us a call at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. We want you to have them, folks. I do mean that. And the new book we offer here now, I just got in. I think you'll find more than interesting and very informative, entitled Why Am I a Sabbath-Keeping Christian by Dan Girard. 750, folks, delivered. It's about 55, 60 pages long. It'll answer all the questions as to why Christians are should be understanding what the Sabbath truly is. And I hope you'll get a copy for yourself and your friends and family. Why I am a Sabbath keeping Christian, and a 750 delivered to your door. Of course, I did offer for postage the last of our No Fear T-shirts. Last night, I said we have 5 2X and 4 small. Beautiful T-shirts, folks. for the cost of postage. You send a donation, $5 or up, we'll send you a T-shirt. You give us the size you want. We only have 5, 2X, and 4 small F. We want you to have them because we want you to enjoy wearing them. I still wear mine. I wear mine to the gym and work out, showing that I'm not afraid of, I don't need a mask. I have Christ. And I hope you'll enjoy that when you show the people and tell them what it's all about. We're switching statements on the T-shirts. We're going to a new one real soon. Then we're going to let these go at really a postage. I don't want to just give them away somebody and throw them away. I'm afraid to throw them away. If you want one, you let us know postage. We're giving away, actually. You pay postage, it's yours. And that's a good deal, I do think. But anyway, our guest tonight has been with me for a few months. He's been with me the past 3 or 4 times. And he's brought to us a lot of exciting and very well put together documentaries on different topics. And folks, this man, and I, in my way of thinking, is probably one, the premier best investigative reporter, teacher, and some of a prophet, I would say, when he brought forth the Harbinger and the Harbinger of things to come, and now the one, The Return of the Gods, that's a new book that I think everyone's going to look up and get on Kindle or call and get anywhere you can from Amazon. It's a book by Jonathan Cahn that everyone's going to want to read and share with their friends and family. Jonathan, are you there?
Yes, I am. Great to be with you again.
Oh, it's my honor, sir. It truly is. I've always enjoyed your interviews, and you amaze me sometimes with the information you come out with and the study you put into things and how you reveal things that's happening, literally happening at current time. That fulfilling prophecy. That's what I try to do also to Bible studies, but using current events and Bible to show where we are in time. And Jonathan, I won't get to your book, but aren't we getting pretty near a lot of things being fulfilled as it's been prophesied thousands of years ago?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, the Bible speaks about the great falling away, the great apostasy. Well, we're watching that every single day. And then it speaks, of course, of Israel coming back. That's what really struck me when I wasn't a believer, that, wow, the Bible said it. It's happening. We're there. Then we're watching, you know, the globalization of one world, the coming of a one-world state. We can see it coming. Digital currency, the president just said. Let's go that. Well, that goes to mark of the beast. So there's so much happening. I mean, you know, China, Russia. So, yeah, absolutely. Every day we're a day closer.
Well, you know, I just shared an article today on another broadcast I did. I'll be sharing it in this line of prophecy this coming Saturday at a Bible study. And this is actually, now, folks, this is for real. The World Economic Forum launches digital currency project to reward, now pay attention, reward climate action. They're going to give you carbon credits on this new currency. Yeah, I'm not making it up. This is an article. It'll be in this month's magazine. The news magazine will go out this coming Thursday. If you want to receive the Minuteman News for free online, just send me an email address. Send it to me, if you like it, Pastor Butch. PastorButch@startmail.com. PastorButch@startmail.com. We'll get you on the magazine list. But they're going to promote and bring out a digital currency with all the technology you need to do that. It's Web3 is what they're calling it right now. And you will get credits, maybe perhaps, for being a good citizen and following the rules. Just like in China on a social credit score. We're seeing it happen. But, Jonathan, this is for real. And I'm not making any of this stuff up. I wish I were that smart. I could write science fiction. If I could make all this stuff up, I'd be a rich man. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can't make up what God has already prophesied and it's happening.
No. It's too wild to believe already, isn't it? Even though it's in the Bible, it's almost it's over our heads and comprehend all this.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Yeah. God is amazing. And that is what got me, as someone who was skeptical of all these things. That's what I could not argue with the fact that it was all coming true, what the Bible said. And there's no other book that has ever done that.
No, ever, never. And before we get into the book, tell me, for new listeners, and I have new listeners I know every night, who is Jonathan Cahn? Where you come from? What do you do? How'd you get started with all this?
Well, Jonathan Cahn is a believer in Jesus, Messiah. I'm Jewish and a believer. I came to the Lord when I was 20 years old. I'm also a pastor, leader. People call me different things. You know, I have a congregation in right outside New York City, in North Jersey, in Wayne, New Jersey, called Beth Israel. People from, you know, every background go there. I lead a ministry called Hope of the World, which sends out, you know, help for the poor, and also my teachings go out from there, and all the prophecies go out there, Hope of the World. And I've written books, you know, which I started with The Harbinger, was the first book. And by the grace of God, they've all been bestsellers. You know, I believe the Lord wants this to go out. We are living,
absolutely,
as he said, in prophetic times. And so I share that. And, you know, God's responsible for the rest, you know. So I just, you know, I give what I receive from the Lord. And that's what the books are.
Amen. Well, very well said. I mean, we're servants. And I tell people all the time, just because I'm a radio talk show host, wrote a few books myself, I'm nothing but a servant. No better than anybody else. And that's who we are. We're servants.
Yep.
And if we're children of God, we're brothers and sisters in Christ. But what is the book? What's the book all about? I mean, the Return of God. What does the Return of God reveal? What is that?
Yeah, the Return of God. Pastor Butch, this has got to be the most explosive book I've ever written. This is the mystery that's really behind everything that's happening. Everything that's transforming our culture. Everything that's been changing everything around us, from the morality of America, the spirituality, the what's going on television, what's happening to our children, this falling away, all these things, even what's happening in the Supreme Court. There's a mystery behind it. And what if there could be? What if there's a mystery behind everything that's happening that goes back thousands of years? First of all, first and foremost, to the Bible, and then beyond that, it goes to, you can find these things in the tablets of Mesopotamia. What if what we know as gods are not just myths and fantasy, which they are, but what if there's something real to them? What if they actually are spirits and entities? And what if so, what would happen if they would come back? And what if they returned to America? What would happen to America? Well, this is what's going to explain everything that's been happening. I mean, totally. And every single person listening is dealing with this very thing.
Well, you know, and I'll say this, move on to more questions. You have a lot of questions to ask you. We have become a very spiritual nation. Unfortunately, we follow the wrong spirits.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
And that's fact.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not just like a feeling that people have, well, this is like, it's actually real. Like, what if we could actually know what these spirits are, or know what these ancient gods were, and then we could actually know exactly how they're doing it. The mystery is exact, Pastor Butch. I mean, it even determines the timing of when the Supreme Court gives their rulings. I mean, it's specific, and it's exact, and it's kind of mind-boggling.
Wow. So, what is the mystery of the spirits, Ian? What do you say that is?
Yeah, well, you know, if we were living in Bible times, everywhere in the world, people were worshiping gods. I mean, they were all over. It didn't matter where you were, from Africa to Germany to Sweden to Hawaii, everybody's worshiping gods. What are the gods? Well, the Bible actually reveals this mystery. It says in Deuteronomy, it says that when they were worshiping these gods, they're actually worshiping these things called, in Hebrew, the Shedim. Shedim means the spirits or the entities. And later on in the Psalms, it says that when they were offering up their children as sacrifices, they were doing it to the Shedim. And then when the ancient Jewish scholars translated the Bible into Greek, they had to come up with a Greek word for this. So they translated the word Shedim into the word daimonia. We get the word demonic or demon. That's where we get it from. And so when Paul speaks in Corinthians, he says that, you know, the pagans are worshiping these idols and God, well, he says they're actually worshiping the daimonia, the demonic spirit. So behind the gods are spirits. That's the first thing. So that's a major, major thing. Behind these ancient gods, there were actually dark spirits.
Yes,
so that
yes,
means that
yes.
means even though gods can go, the spirits still stay.
Well, you know, and it's amazing that, and people don't think about this, but those spirits have power.
Yeah.
They have authority in their kingdom.
Yeah, this all goes back to the enemy, and that these are his spirits, but they masquerade as the gods, you know.
Yes.
And this, you know, the entire civilizations back then were all into that, including our own civilization. Before the gospel, Western civilization was all given to the spirits.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And again, I want to reiterate that, Jonathan, I know you know this, these spirits can manifest themselves. They actually did things physical in a physical world, didn't they?
Yeah, well, this is, you know, the occult world is real, you know. And actually what we call a cult today is really pagan worship. You know, when you take, if you take pagan worship and you put it into modern times, it becomes the occult. This is all, you know, there's nothing new to God. This is all in the Bible, and the people of God were dealing with it then, and the thing is, most believers don't realize it, we're dealing with it now.
Amen. And, you know, I'm going through these information you sent me, and I got to get a copy of the book. I haven't seen the book yet, but I want a copy of this book. I want you to know that. I want to see that. But what's the link? What was the link to the spirit possession and the gods in pagan civilization, or even today? And can possession affect more than one individual? In other words, can a nation worship a deity, false god?
Yeah, and be possessed. Yeah, yeah. See, let's put it in putting it together. What the Bible says is that if behind the gods were spirits, and these cultures were given to the spirit to the gods, that means they're given to the spirits. That means they were literally. You're going to see a phenomenon where these. You're going to see what the Bible speaks about possession. You actually see that in the pagan world. You know, and they're not reading the Bible; they're just doing it. You know, Pete, you see these priests and priestesses, oracles shaking and trembling and foaming and babbling and speaking for the gods. They're possessed by spirits. So the thing is, you actually had back then, you know, you had pagan culture was actually a possessed culture, and that's why it's so dark, you know. And this is, in fact, you know, this is all over except for basically this little tiny land of Israel where they knew God, you know. And even they, when they turned away from God, then they start going that way. So the thing is that back then we don't realize that, you know, what we're dealing with now is from what's back then is they were dealing with a possessed culture.
I agree, and if anything, it's increased. It's increased. And I tell people all the time that every child sacrificed in the womb was a sacrifice to Satan. That doesn't make him more powerful. That just increases the influence.
Absolutely. That exactly what you said. That goes back to the pagan gods. It's exactly the case.
Well, now, and of course, this nation, that one time, at least, mostly when it started back in 1600s, did try to serve the Almighty God through his son, Jesus Christ. And we've seen what's happened since then. In Psalms 9:17, all nations forget God, turned into hell. Well, America, or the whole world, but I live in America, it's been turned into hell as we speak. Our children are being damned and doomed in public schools, teaching how to be transgender and how to be it's all manner of perversion. You and I never dreamed of when we were growing up.
But,
Go ahead.
Is what you just said. Every single thing you just said is linked to this mystery of these spirits and these gods that have returned. Everything you just said.
And I got a lot more questions to ask you, but how does someone open themselves up to one of these false deities, these demonic? And I think I know the answer, but obviously, if you're not born again, the Holy Spirit doesn't dwell in you. You're open to be influenced by some other power.
That's a great question. You're the first one who's asked me it that way. You know, I'm going to answer kind of like two questions in that one. And that is that the first thing is, you know, if all these gods and spirits were all around the world, how come, you know, they were gone? How come, you know, Zeus is gone? How come they're gone because of the gospel. The gospel of Jesus is what drove them out of Rome, drove them out of everything. That's why there was so much conflict in that first century. They were killing Christians because they wouldn't worship the gods. So it was the battle of the gods. And the thing is that the gospel prevailed, and so the gods, in a sense, departed. You know, nobody was worshiping Zeus or that. They all left. But if these are spirits, what that means, Pastor Butch, is that this was the greatest mass exorcism in human history when the gospel came in and drove out the gods. And that's why the Western civilization has been so unique, because it was the only civilization that was entirely exorcised of these gods. But then this goes to what you just said. There is a key that I put in the Return of the Gods, which I call the House of Spirits. And that is a warning that Jesus gave. Now remember when he spoke about the spirit that comes out of the man. He says, the spirit goes out of a man, looks for a place to dwell, doesn't find it. He says, I'm going to go back back to the house from which I came, talking about the man. So he goes back to the man, finds the house empty, clean, swept, says, goes back, gets seven other spirits, worse, more evil than itself, and they repossess the man. They fill the house. And so Jesus says at the end, but so it will be with this generation. He's not just talking about a man. And the thing is, this answer the question, if you empty yourself of God, you open yourself up to the spirits, because it's the house is not going to remain empty. And so the warning for America and the warning for the West, and this sets up the return of the gods, is what he said is that if any nation has known God or any civilization has been delivered from these dark spirits, if it ever empties itself of God, if it ever turns away, these spirits are going to come back to it. The same ancient spirits that were cast out are coming back to the West, coming back to America. And so if you want to understand what has been happening to America for the last half century, it is this. The spirits have come back because we've turned from God. We open the door, as you said, open the door, and they come back, and they've come back to repossess our nation. That's why what you just said before, look, this wasn't like when I was growing up. You know, how did this happen to America? It's a repossession. That's the return of the gods.
Amen. And you know what's really sad, though, Brother Jonathan? Most churches don't believe what you're saying. They don't believe in devils and demons that still roam this earth. They don't believe in devil possession. I know this for a fact. Most of them are Baptists. They don't believe in this any longer. They don't believe in this. I come from a Baptist church, so I know. They don't believe in this. They think everything's hunky-dory and this can't happen again. But we're seeing a return to ancient times, are we not?
Yeah, and what this is, it's kind of like, you know, you can hide from it, you know, you can deny it, but the fact is, you're going to be dealing with it. Your children are going to be dealing with it. You know, everybody, you know, I'm talking about the people who try to, you know, ignore it. It's affecting everything. This is not some, you know, thing you do a little seminar on about, you know, how to cast them out. That's all great. But this is affecting every single person. This is affecting our laws. It's affecting our culture. It's the paganization of America. These are spirits that are possessing our culture, not just people, our culture. So every single person listening needs to know, because you're all dealing with it. We're all dealing with it.
And our children are being destroyed because of it.
Yes.
And Hosea 4:6 plainly says, for lack of knowledge, my people are destroyed.
Exactly. Exactly.
And then they said they walked off, forgot to God. And then the Lord God, in the same verse, says, they've forgotten me and my laws. I'm going to forget their children. That's a serious accusation,
wow.
Is it not?
Yep. Oh, yeah. You know, one of the things that I bring out in the Return of the Gods is the gods or spirits are always after the children. They always go after the children. Why? Because, first of all, children are the most open for change. They're most open. Secondly, you get the children, you have the nation. You get the children, you have the future. And that's why when we started opening the door in the 1960s and we started taking prayer away from the children and the word away from the children, and then look what has happened now to the children. Look at what has come into the school. See, again, remember what Jesus said, the house is not going to stay empty. You know, people say, well, it's going to be secular. It's not secular. It doesn't stay empty. It gets demonic, and that's where we are.
Amen. And there are many gods, and there are many devils. I mean, demons. Devils is what the Bible calls them.
Yeah.
There are many out there, many names. I can name names of some of them. There are some in the Bible. They're named. But, of course, we know the chief is Beelzebub, the devil himself. But what spirits or what gods are going to repo our souls in our nation?
Well, they're going to try. Yeah. Well, the thing is, when I looked at what happened when, you know, see, you said something again, totally like in line with what I'm sharing, in that, you know, you said that America was founded as a nation to glorify God. It was actually founded after the pattern of Israel. But Israel turned away from God, and when they did, they started giving themselves to these gods and spirits. And so the thing is, the same gods and spirits that came into Israel when it turned away from God are the same gods and spirits that have come into America. And the first one in the book, of course, we can only touch on these things fast, but the first one in the book I call the possessor. And the possessor, in Hebrew, the word for possessor is Baal. And that's where we get the word Baal.
Yes.
Baal means the possessor, the owner, the Lord. Lord, the Master. He's the substitute God. He's the spirit that caused Israel to turn away from God. He's the anti-God. He's the hey, come, you know, I'm going to give you more. I'm going to give you prosperity. Just leave God. I'm going to give you freedom. So that's what he does. And so the thing is, when you look at when America opened the door, early 60s, we start taking prayer out.
Yes, yes.
At that time, the spirit of the possessor, remember, it's not going to remain empty, starts coming into our culture. What did Baal do in the Bible? Baal sought to drive God out of everything. Drive God out of the culture. Drive God out of the government. Drive God out of the palace. Drive God out of everything. Think about the days of Elijah. Driving God out of everything. Well, so we've had this spirit in our culture that is seeking to drive God out of everything, step by step by step by step. Some of us can remember, you know, back, you know, they actually, in America, the teachers actually used to lead the children in the Lord's prayer
I lived in that. We had a teacher taught us by the Bible, read Christian stories to us, would pray with us individually, and even taught young girls who back then the girls had to wear dresses. They couldn't wear pants at school. She would teach young ladies how to stand as young ladies. And that's a fact. This is where I went to school.
Yeah,
and Ten Commandments hung on the wall.
Yeah, this was the America. You see, the point that what the spirits do, well, these are pagan spirits or pagan gods, and so they will come back to transform a Christian nation into a pagan one, and that's exactly what they've done. So the thing is that you just said something. One of the things it says about Baal is that they caused Israel to forget God. Well, this spirit's been causing America to forget God, and then it says that the spirit caused Israel to turn away from the commandments, like the Ten Commandments, and all the ways of God. Well, that's exactly what's happened. We have literally struck down the Ten Commandments, just like Israel turned away. And we have been overturning every single commandment, one after the other. So he is possessing this nation. And this is the spirit that leads to all the other spirits. This is the beginning of this turning. And you see it when the 60s, it starts with the 60s, and then it has never stopped to this day.
No, I did a teaching in one of the books. I've written a few books. One of them is entitled The 50s, The Last Decade of Innocence, because the 60s started to change everything I lived in, I know. But, you know, knowing who we are in Christ and our heritage in Christ as a nation, we flat blew it. We did. A little bit of time, we did through English, perhaps. But English will still destroy you. I mean, we did through English, no doubt. But we've tolerated too, Jonathan, and that breaks my heart. Toleration always equals damnation. You know, somebody once said that what you tolerate today will embrace tomorrow. Boy, is that true.
That's exactly how it happens. That the gods, the spirits get in, not by saying, hey, we're going to take over everything. They get in by saying, hey, be tolerant. Be tolerant. Anything goes. Remember the 60s? Everything goes. Anything goes. Do your own thing. It was all tolerance. It's not about tolerance anymore. Because once the gods get in, then they start saying, every knee will bow. So
Absolutely. That's
where we are. And this, Absolutely. And specifically Baal. And I'll just give you some, examples where you might not even think about how we've let this thing come in. You know, when a society knows God, there's one God, one truth. But in paganism, there are many gods, and so there's not one truth, there's many truths. So that's why you see this whole thing called wokeism and all this stuff going on. It's saying that everybody has their own truth. If a man says, I'm a cat, then you have to accept he's a cat. If a woman says, I'm not a she, I'm a they, you have to accept that because that's her own truth. This is paganism. This is part of, we don't realize it, this is part of the spirit of Baal. And let me give you another thing, that one of the key signs of Baal in ancient times was a molten bronze, you know, bull. That's how he was represented all over Israel, all over the world. Well, could the sign of Baal ever appear in America? It already has.
Oh, yes.
Go to New York City, you're going to see a massive molten bronze bull, the biblical sign of Baal and of a nation that's been possessed by Baal, and the sign of a nation that has turned away from God. Remember the golden calf? You know, the sign of a nation turned away. It's all there. So all the signs are there, and I won't go into it because of the time, but I reveal in the book, I went there. I saw it. I witnessed it. We filmed it. In New York City, they actually erected something linked to the Temple of Baal.
Stop right there and don't lose that thought. Gotta go to break, okay? Folks, don't go way back at the break. We'll take phone calls sometime next half hour. I don't want to interrupt Jonathan for a while. But if you want to call in, you can. 844-769-2944. What a powerful broadcast. Don't y'all go away.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Many experts and prophets say the great food shortage is coming in a few months. Most long-term food storage companies charge $9,000 to $10,000 for one person for 1 year. Joseph Kitchen does it not for half that price or a third that price, but go to Joseph Kitchen and get long-term emergency food for about $1,000 per person per year. We'll show you how to take the wheat, like in the days of Joseph the Pharaoh, grind it in 30 seconds, put it into a bread machine, push a button, 2 hours, 20 minutes later, you have a nice, hot, nutritious loaf of whole wheat bread. It'll cut your food costs, and many say it's very delicious and nutritious. There is not one food a human can live on, but whole wheat bread may be the closest. If you go to Joseph's Kitchen, use the promo code BUTCH, you'll get a $50 discount, and it helps call to decision. That's Joseph's Kitchen, promo code BUTCH, for a $50 discount on what might be the cheapest and maybe the best thing to eat. JosephKitchen.com, promo code BUTCH.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life of over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green, with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war.
Folks, we're going back in the broadcast, and I know y'all, if you listen tonight, you're enthralled as I am, and you can call if you want to. Hold a call until about the last 15 minutes, if you don't mind. Last 15 minutes, try to get a phone call to him, because I got a lot more to talk to Jonathan Kahn about, and his new book, Return of the Gods. Before we go any further, tell folks how they can get your book. You there, Jonathan?
Here, of course, we can just touch on it and give you a taste of it, but it's everywhere. If you go to Amazon right now, go on any place online, it's going to be there. Go to Walmart or where books are, it's going to be there. But I also encourage you, don't only get it for yourself. Get one for people in your life, because that's the whole point, as well as you. And then to get in touch with the ministry is Hope of the World. We send out free prophetic updates. We free CDs, and all the teachings of mine are on that. Hope of the World. Just remember, hopeoftheworld.org. If you go there, you'll get the free gifts. Hopeoftheworld.org.
All right, folks, you can write that down. And if they don't have computers, can they order by phone somewhere?
Yeah, you could. Well, yeah. As far as the book is everywhere, so just go to store. As far as getting in touch with Hope of the World, it's Hope of the World. It's box 1111. I haven't done this in a while. And then it's Lodi, L-O-D-I, New Jersey. And the zip is 07644. It's Hope of the World. It's box 1111, Lodi, L-O-D-I, New Jersey, 07644.
You know, you don't talk like you're from New Jersey.
Oh, that's good. Well, you don't. You don't either. You don't talk like you're from New Jersey either.
I never have been. That's one state I don't think I've been to yet. But anyway, that's right on the East Coast. I've been all up and down through there. But anyway, we'll move on beyond that, folks. There's so much that I want you to please pay attention to, because this book could change your lives, and who knows what people could help and warn. Now, we've seen some of the signs of the return of the gods in this nation. Obviously, we've seen all manner, many, many signs of it. A decaying nation is a sign itself. But who's a possessor? Who is that? We know it's Satan, but who is a possessor?
Well, it's interesting that you said something before. You said, you know, the leader of the spirits, Beelzebub. You know that word Beelzebub comes from the word Baal, the same, the god Baal, from who's the possessor. So it's interesting. You see the link right there. And so, you know, that's the first spirit basically possessing. And I was saying at the end of the last part that I actually saw a ceremony in New York with the leaders of New York having a ceremony around an object of Baal. We actually filmed it. I mean, to tell you how deep this thing is. And the thing is that, but this first, you know, when you look in the Bible, Baal is always mentioned first among the gods. And Baal is like that first spirit that in the parable of Jesus that comes back to the house and says, then I'm going to bring the other spirits. So he opens the door, you know, turning away America, opens the door to all the spirits that are coming. The next spirit, and I call this, you know, there's three main gods that kind of rule over ancient Israel. And I call them, in the book, in the Return of the Gods, I call them the Dark Trinity. So first is the possessor, or Baal. The second spirit is called the Enchantress.
When you look
in the Bible, it says Baal, and then it says Baal and Ashtoreth. Ashtoreth is a goddess. In the Canaanite mythology, she was the wife of Baal, or the lover of Baal. But she's all over. You can find her, you know, in the Middle East, they called her Ishtar. You know, in Greece, they called her Aphrodite. In Roman, they called her Venus. But it's all the same ancient principality. This is the goddess of the principality of sexual immorality, sexual licentiousness. And the thing is that she's actually called called the harlot or the prostitute goddess. And so the thing is, what first comes Baal, then comes Ashtoreth. So look at what happened to America right in that exact order. First comes the spirit that starts turning America away. Then what happens in the 60s? Then what would you expect
free
to
loving.
Happen if free
loving.
You have the sexual revolution? And
yes.
That's exactly what you'd expect to happen. She's the principality that will seek to paganize a Christian nation through the realm of sexuality. And when you look at all the things that have happened to America, it hasn't stopped since then. It's all been moving in the direction of paganism. This morality, it's a numerality, it's old morality. It's the morality of paganism. Everything it did to marriage, you know, she's a prostitute goddess. So what she does, and what does a goddess do? A goddess takes sexuality out of marriage, out of the family, and puts it into the culture. So that's, look what's been happening to America. It's been, she's weakening the family, that she's actually against the family, this goddess. And that's why you see the family weakening, marriage weakening, and at the same time, sexuality coming everywhere. She starts sexualizing the culture. This is what pagan cultures were, but now it's America. And the other thing is, I'll give you a little taste of it. And that is, in ancient times, she was called the prostitute. Well, in Greek, the word she was called was porne. That's where we get the word porn.
Monogamy.
And that pornography comes from this spirit. In fact, she is the inventor of it. The first pornography in the world is the literature about her. That's where it comes from. So she seduces a nation through pornography, through sexuality. She destroys marriage through it. And, you know, we use the word erotic culture. Well, that word comes from the Greek eros. Eros was a principality, a god who was the child of this goddess. So this goddess gives birth to this. So it's all over. So, I mean, and again, it's just like clockwork. Like, when you see this, everything makes perfect sense.
Absolutely. Well, you know, you just covered a long list of topics there. But I grew up during the 60s. I was born in 48. I remember the 60s very well. That's when we started the long haired on boys. It started with the Beatles and the kind of long hair, and then went into same sex clothing, you know, unisex clothing. You know, you dress like a girl dress like a boy. No big deal. There's a curse against it in Deuteronomy 22:5. But who cares? We saw that the sex is starting to change then. They're becoming effeminate in the 70s and 80s, and we call them, you know, the Bible calls them sodomites. We call them gay, but that doesn't fit the word. Gay means happy. And we're in now in the transgenderism. How did we get here? What is this?
Yeah, everything you said is part of this mystery, every single thing you said. And it's going to lead into where we are now because, you know, it starts with a sexual revolution, but it embraces everything. For instance, you know, back in the 60s, they said sex, drugs, and rock and roll, if you remember. And the thing is but that's part of the goddess. The goddess was the goddess of intoxicating substances like drugs. So even that's part of it. So you have sex, and also, you remember, you know what also happened at the same time during the 60s? You had a revival of the occult, of witchcraft. And she was the goddess of witchcraft. And so it all goes together. And you know what? Right now, Pastor Butch, there's more witches in America than there are Presbyterians in America. That's how pagan we have become. This is part of paganism. Witchcraft is part of that.
Of course.
And the thing is, and then the third of the Dark Trinity, and I'm moving fast so we get to everything. The third one is in the book of the Return of the Gods is called the Destroyer. This is the god or the principality that causes a parent to offer up her child to the gods. And so this is part of paganism. I mean, in paganism, this was common. But the thing is, you know, the only thing that ended it, you know what ended child sacrifice? The gospel did. Jesus did. Thank God for Jesus. You know, he did. And at the same time, though, when Israel turned away from God, guess what they turned to? They start offering up their children as sacrifices.
True.
So the warning is that if we turn away from God now, even this principality is coming back, who is called Moloch. This is going to come. Moloch is going to come to America, and so look what happens. Just like clockwork, first Baal turning, then the sexual revolution, Ishtar or the goddess, and then at the end of the 60s, we start turning to the most, the bloody of pagan acts, we start offering up our own children. 1970, abortion on demand comes to America, and then it's legalized across the land. And so we, you know, when people say, well, how do you compare that? Well, back then, you know, Israel offered up thousands of children. We have offered up over 60 million children.
Yeah, close to 9 million, yes.
Yeah, and Jesus said, when the spirits come back, they come back worse. He comes back with seven other spirits. So even in that, it's come true. Now, I won't go into the detail, but the thing is that in the book, I actually am showing how the ancient child sacrifices are actually the template, the pattern for what we're doing in abortion. I mean, it's following the same thing. I won't go into it. I'll just mention two quick things. One is that, you know, why did they actually offer up their children? They did so because they thought if they did so, they're going to get a favor. They're going to get prosperous. They're going to get blessed. They're going to be financially prosperous by the God. The God's going to bless them. Why are women now told to get abortions? Because they say if you have a baby, it's going to hinder your finances, it's going to hinder your career. You're the same exact thing. And the other thing is that the children that were most offered up to this God were poor children. They actually paid poor families for the children to offer. So today, what kind of child is most offered up in abortion? Poor children. Same thing, same principality. And this is the sin that led to the destruction of Israel.
Wow, and we're seeing this happen. And I'll say this, and it makes people upset, but I really don't care. Every time you send your child to a public school to be taught perversion, you sacrifice up your child, folks. Their minds and souls are being destroyed right in a public food system, I call it. And you can say what you want to about it. You know I'm telling the truth. I can prove it, and you know I can. But this is all happening. So, oh, gosh. We're watching so many things happen. Did the God just spirits actually determine the rulings of the Supreme Court and the exact times they were handed down?
I'll set the stage for that, because this is going to touch on something you brought up before, and that, but this is what's going to tell you, this is going to really open up the doors about what's behind it all. This goddess I talked about called the Enchantress, there was another side to her. And that is that there was a mystery that has transformed our culture. And that is this. In the ancient inscriptions, Pastor Butch, I had to look at the ancient inscriptions, and it says that. It says, she says, I am a woman, I am a man. It says in the hymns to this goddess, she is the goddess who turns a man into a woman and turns a woman into a man. So look at that. Look, what are we dealing with now? It is the work of this principality. And it doesn't happen in the beginning, because beginning is sexual revolution, but it's going to lead to this. This is now that once she gets possession of a culture, she goes to this. And so that's why we're dealing with it. So she's the goddess of androgyny, blurring the lines of men and women, male and female, blurring the lines of gender. That's why gender is such an issue now. It's because of that. This is a pagan thing. This isn't new, and this is the goddess. And so the thing is that, and the other thing about it is that it says she grinds away the masculinity of men. That's what it says in her ancient writings. This is happening in so many ways, not just the realm of sexuality, but in everything. She's been attacking manhood, trying to get men away from manhood, men away from fatherhood, attacking male authority, attacking the family, you know, attacking masculinity, you know, everything, you know. And so that's happening. On the other hand, it says that she's in the ancient text, it talks about her masculinizing women. She defeminizes women. So she, at the same time, there's a spirit in our culture that's seeking to defeminize women, to take women away from motherhood, away from marriage, away from men. You know, all these things are part of it, to make them say, you don't need a man, you should be masculine, you're your own provider. And so she actually raged against male authority. So even you see radical feminism in the 60s, all this stuff comes from her, but it goes deeper, because, and this is going to go where you're saying, because she had an ancient priesthood, a mysterious priesthood. And listen to this, Pastor Fitch, her priesthood was men in her temples, men walking around dressed up as women in her temples. And so that is why you're seeing it again. When you start seeing men dressed up as women again, you're seeing, you know, the gods have returned. This is paganism. This is what we're seeing. And let me even go further. You mentioned something else earlier on, that even her priests not only dressed up as women, but some of them she surgically transitioned She surgically transitioned into women. And so look at what is happening. In fact, I put in the book, in the Return of the Gods, that you know, an ancient inscription that says that the men that she transitioned danced before her, dancing with scalpels, as if they're celebrating their surgery. I mean, craziness. Well, you know what? She's doing that now, especially to children. You know, remember Jesus said they come back worse? Well, the thing is that, you know, back then she did it just to her priesthood. Now she's seeking to confuse an entire generation of children and have them transitioned, as you said, in school. So you want to know what's behind this madness? If you say, like, what would possess an adult to do this to a child? Well, this spirit would, and this spirit is. So this is showing you that she's taking hold of this culture.
And pedophilia is on the verge of being legalized, and that's a fact. That's a fact. It's coming down the pike really quick, is it not?
Yeah, you know, that is like the next frontier. Yeah, there are signs of it that there are now people advocating for it. I mean, you never have before. People say, "Oh, it'll never happen." Well, you know what? Years ago, they'd say it would never happen that you'd have gay marriage. You know, you'd have homosexuality, you'd have a man marrying a man. Never have it, but it's happened. It's all part of it. All part of this. Let me show you how much this is, Pastor Butch. Yeah, and something that, you know, it's gonna kind of remove the veil. And so, you know, we look around and like every summer, it's like our culture is taken over by these parades, these pride parades. I mean, everywhere. Well, you know what? This goddess was the goddess of parades. It says she causes people to parade. And you know what she did? I looked at the ancient descriptions of her parades. You know what it was? She causes men to parade dressed as women, women to parade as men. Her parades were filled with colors and sexual licentiousness. It's exactly what it's come back because she's back. And you know, let me go further. I'm really going quick just to give a taste of it. There was 1 month of the year that she's especially possessed. Like she took possession of the culture. You know what it was? I looked back at the ancient writings of Saint Jerome, because it was still happening in his time, the early Christians. And he says the festivals that all took place in the month he called, in Latin, he calls it Junium, the month of June. So this is what now is called Pride Month. Why? Why is it taking over the culture? Because this was the month of the goddess. That's why it's happening. So June is, and you know, we have a short memory, but this is how it was. You know, Constantine got rid of these things. It's come back because we've turned away from God. This is where it's always going to lead. It's all coming back.
Wow. And very quickly, we'll take a phone call in a second, but tell folks again how they can get your book.
And again, we can always only touch on it, give you a taste of it. The Return of the Gods is literally everywhere. Just released by God's grace. It's a bestseller, but it's everywhere. Where there are books, you know, they're going to be there from Walmart to Barnes & Noble. And online right now, if you go to Amazon or any place online, you can get it. Get it not just for yourself. Get it for people in your life who need it. So the literally, it's everywhere. And also, I wrote the book not just to reveal this, but to arm you, to strengthen God's people. You can't win a fight Amen. If you don't know what you're fighting against.
Amen. We'll try squeezing a couple phone calls. Let's go to Dave in Massachusetts. Dave, you got about 30 seconds to come right on in.
Oh, well, you were talking about the sexual revolution. Well, of course, you're making my head spin, but this is the thing that really caught my ear is, you know, the sexual revolution. Have you noticed, their birth control, you know, the idea, we have to have sex, but we can't have babies. You notice how that kind of goes beforehand, then comes a sexual revolution?
Well, it does. Yeah. I mean, in the sense that, I mean, I'm not speaking about people and their own families, what they choose, but the thing is, one of the things the gods do or the spirits do is they separate things from their purpose. They take men away from manhood, women away from womanhood, children away from childhood, and they take sex away from life. So that's part of it, that you've totally divorced it. So now, you know, sex can have nothing to do with life at all. So you're actually right.
Okay, Dave, anything else very quickly?
Yeah, and then what happened right afterwards, homosexual and every other kind of sexuality is okay, but... I would need probably at least 3 hours to discuss everything I'd like to discuss.
Thanks for calling, Dave. Great comments. Go very quick to Jan in Iowa. Jan, come on in. You got about 30 seconds.
Good morning. I got 30 seconds. Three angels warnings. We are at the second warning, getting ready for the third.
Okay. All right.
Because 1844, besides everything the Bible says would be going on for the sides, was on the sides. And Jesus was in God's temple, resurrecting all of the things in God's temple. And now we are on going into the third angel's warning, which means that Babylon is next to fall.
Okay. All right. Good comment. Thanks for the call, Jan. Appreciate it. I'll see you in church Saturday morning.
We do need to know our enemies, so we definitely need Jonathan's book.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do, folks. Again, get a copy of the book. Get a copy of your friends and family. Please do that. I don't make a dime off this. We don't offer the books to the ministry. I wish we did. I wouldn't care at all. But you can get the book. Get it. Read it. Study it. Line it up with the Word of God. Get copies for your family, please, for your children, for goodness sake, for your children. If they're interested in learning about spiritual situations and God himself, this book's important. And Jonathan, I'm not going to take any more phone calls, folks. I'm sorry. About out of time, but I want to get a couple phone calls in. They've been holding for a while. Jonathan, we've got about 3 minutes left.
Yep.
Wrap it up.
And let me tell you, we couldn't get to it's fine. Because yes, I will just tell you that, number one, it is behind even the decisions of the Supreme Court, even to the day of the Supreme Court. The day that Supreme Court struck down marriage was actually the day on the ancient Babylonian calendar that says it's a day to cause a man to love a man. I mean, that's how incredible this is. Even the rainbow, it comes from the mystery of the rainbow. Why is it taken over the culture? It's linked to this goddess. It's part of what you see claims possession of the culture. But the ultimate thing is the gods are back. They are back with a vengeance. Remember, they were cast out by the Word of God. They were cast out by the gospel, cast out by Christians. So they have a target on Christians. They're after Christians. That's why there's a hostility to believers. That's why there is a war against religious freedom. We're in a war. You know, this is the war of the gods. And the end game of the gods, I'm going real quick, is that it is that to cause every knee to bow. That's why it's seeking to force Christians to celebrate these things. You know, and you got to go along with it. You can't speak. We're going to cancel you. The gods seek to cancel anyone who would speak against them. So we have to be strong. So the last part of the book is, what do you do? What do we do? First of all, it's focused on the other God. The true God is much stronger than all the other gods. But the point is, if you don't stand in the power of God, you're not going to win. Amen. You have to stand. Listen, remember the people in the Bible. Elijah dealt with the gods. Moses dealt with the gods of Egypt. Paul dealt with the gods of Rome. It's time to stand. And if there's anything in your life that shouldn't be there, get it out. That's a stronghold. And then stand for God. Be strong, and he will give you victory. But this could be our greatest hour, but you got to rise in the power of God. Be bold and be uncompromised and be a light to the darkness.
You know, brother, the theme song of our program, our radio show for almost 30 years, is titled "This Is War." And the more I grow in Christ, the more I realize what a great war it has been, what a powerful war it has been, and how the church has more or less abdicated its authority. It just gave it up. That's what's happened. Jonathan Kahn, I want to thank you, my friend. I'll be talking to you again real soon, I pray. Send me your address. I'd like to see a couple things.
I have to get you that book. I'll get you the Return
right.
of God.
And thank you for what you're doing, and I mean that. Maybe one Saturday, if you a Saturday free for a couple of hours, you can join us by Zoom or something, by Skype, and share with our people watching all over the world on the Internet. How's that?
Oh, that sounds great. Thank you, Pastor Fritz. Thank you for everything you do. I mean, it's you're providing a platform to get the word out, and you're being faithful.
It's a team effort. That's what it is. In Christ, it's a team effort. He's a captain. We're the ones just right there trying to follow his orders. And God bless you, my friend. I will talk to you again in the very near future.
God bless you, too.
All right.
Okay.
Talk to you soon.
God bless. Okay.
Folks, I don't know what to say. I mean, what a powerful broadcast. I mean, what a powerful program. And you're seeing prophecy being fulfilled right down to the date and right to the day that's important. That's why this coming Saturday, I want to do a teaching on current events, what's happening in now, because it's biblical. My job, Jonathan's job, your job, is to educate people and warn them before it's too late. Pretty soon, folks, the doors of the ark is going to close. It's going to close. No more is going to enter. You may have blood on your hands if you don't share the gospel of Christ and share the truth of his word and prove the people what's happening by his word. That's why we do current events on our Bible stage and even on radio shows. I'll see you tomorrow night by myself tomorrow night. I actually just mean you tomorrow night, okay? Have a great night. Good night.
Sword and shield, and on the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Lord's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.